This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
But first up, I'm joined by The Informer's Maria and Dylan as we find out more about the Aurora Group grants, allowing people to donate to a broad range of causes that benefit the community. The Aurora Group is a charity that raises money to help support LGBTIQ community organisations and projects in New South Wales. And joining us now on The Informer is Alison King, the chair of the Aurora Group. Alison, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the Aurora Group. What's it all about?
So Aurora was conceived by nine friends who were heavily involved in the community at around 1999. And they came together basically because they saw a real gap for small groups and their fundraising needs. At the time, I think the space was very dominated by HIV and AIDS-related fundraising. So this group of people really thought there was a problem at that point in time, because a lot of the smaller voices that also needed funding were getting kind of lost in the noise.
Mm.
So we're approaching our 20th birthday. So apart from the pressure that brings, we've been basically for the last 20 years trying to find small organisations, particularly addressing the needs of those most vulnerable in our community and helping them with what they're doing at the real coalface.
Since 1999, you've raised over $800,000. How do you raise that money?
Yeah. We do it through events. So Aurora is, and its tagline is really raising funds through events of celebration. So we've got an annual ball, which we hold every year in June. It was originally done to commemorate, obviously, the Stonewall riots. And that's probably the jewel in our crown. It's a large-scale event with lots of bells and whistles. It's a dress-up ball, so people come basically in their finery, and we have a night of entertainment and dancing. Then we also have smaller events that are probably more tailored to different types of fundraising. They're more informal. We have a dinner series that we call the Appetite Dinners, where we will actually go to non-urban areas, more regional, and I guess further out in the suburbs, where we're going and engaging with the communities in those spaces and pinpoint fundraising for organisations in those communities that also need help.
I love the fact that it's all about giving help where it's needed to organisations or community groups that may not have it. That's not a small thing when we look at the spectrum of our communities. So how do you kind of figure that out and allocate that? How do you figure out the best need?
We have our grants, our small grants application process every year. We're in the middle of it, actually. So we're actually receiving grant applications at the moment. And we don't really try to overprescribe that. If you're providing services for the LGBTIQ community and you're addressing needs that you've determined, I'd like to hear from you, because I'm only as capable in terms of what I know. If there's something going on that I don't know about and you've got a great project to address those needs, we want to hear from you.
You've given a few grants out, and you can apply for grants for up to $7,500. Can you name some of your success stories of the program?
Oh, there are so many. And because it's been going for so long, we've got ongoing relationships with a lot of community organisations. There are a few that spring to mind. We've got, I'm thinking, what did we do this year? We actually funded, Headspace. They have youth outreach programs in Maitland and Wollongong. We've also done some work this year with the Inner City Legal Centre, which provides youth legal advice in the LGBTIQ space. The Gender Centre is a personal favourite of mine. I think they've been in a relationship with Aurora for nearly 8 years now, and I think the first grant that we gave them was to buy bedding for their immediate relief shelter. But the one thing that they've done in the last couple of years that always comes to the fore of my mind is a video that they did, a short film called In My Shoes, which basically followed, I think, three or four young kids who are transgender in identification, and them just getting really anecdotal, I think, very personal stories about what it's like to be them and live their lives and the challenges that they face. And that little video went from, I think, a small 5-minute piece that was put on YouTube, circulated to some immediate groups, to getting a standing ovation in the Australian government. It's being used in education facilities internationally now. It's a really good example of us funding something small and finite and it just having such an amazing reach.
Do you find that with everything that is going on at the moment, with the ridiculous survey we are in the middle of, do you find that do we need more funding now more than ever?
I think it's been a really, really hard time, not just for the community in New South Wales, but across Australia. And when I've been talking to the different community groups that we've given funding to or that we support, particularly our main receiver who we give money to every year, which is 2010 and the Gay and Lesbian Counselling Service, mm-hmm. they've all, across the board, seen a spike in requests for their help. Mm-hmm. So obviously people are reaching out and looking to these services for assistance because they're having a hard time with what's going on.
So you would say...
And I think that's probably...
Sorry, you would say that you've noticed an increase then in the interest from companies in particular to contribute in the last few months, you would say?
You mean by that, do you mean donors or do you mean groups that actually need support from us?
No, as in donors being, because we can see on your website that you guys are able to receive donations. So everyone that yeah. wants to go over, they can go on givenow.com.au/AuroraGivingProgram. That was my question. If you have noticed an increase from particulars, seeing how, you know, up to date we are with all this?
I wouldn't say that Aurora personally has. I'm sure there are other groups in the space, and I can't speak for them, that are particularly addressing the Australian marriage equality mm-hmm. Debate and those sorts of resources. And I know that they've definitely had, an uptake or an increase in calls and engagement from particularly corporate sector. Aurora is specifically about the smaller groups and the people doing things at the real grassroots level. So what we do is we regularly fund 2010 and the Gay and Lesbian Counselling Service. They were the group that we were initially conceived to fund. And their Gay and Lesbian Counselling Service is a national telephone service. And I know that they've seen a marked increase in people calling and needing counselling because of what's been going on, not just in their immediate spaces, but throughout the media. Mm-hmm. And I think it kind of brings it home for all of us because we then realise, I don't know if you know, but 2010 and Gay and Lesbian Counselling Service really struggle to get funding. So anything that we can give them, which we do every year, I think really helps because it gets the people in on the phones, it gets the counsellors who are there dealing with the walk-ins. It's absolutely essential that they get that funding.
One of the things that I think is really exciting is the diversity of small programs that you guys have helped support. Like you were saying in regards to bedding for one organization, another is ACON Smoke Free Still Fierce Project. You know, you really are reaching out for anyone, any small or grassroots organization who has something that they're doing and need help or support. You're really putting it out there to say, you know what? Give us a hoy, let us know what you're doing, and if we can, we will support you.
Absolutely, and we tend to put ourselves in those kind of community spaces. I think it was the Victorian AIDS Council and ACON. They did an LBQ Women's Health Conference this year.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a lot of wonderful collaboration, actually, between the two organisations, and we were invited to speak there, and it was a really interesting moment for me when I'm sitting there in a room full of really engaged LBQ-identified women. And they're asking me what the limitations are on what we fund. And I'm having to say, there isn't limitations. If you've got a good idea, come and talk to us because we want to help that sort of thing happen.
Well, for any of our listeners, if you've got an idea that you would like to let Aurora Group know about, you can hit them up at auroragroup.com.au and you can find out all the details about their small grants program. This is something that's really exciting, Alison. And I mean, you must really enjoy receiving all these different grants and finding out about so much about the community.
I love it. I like to affectionately call all the people involved in Aurora community pests because we all love our community very fiercely and we go above and beyond just to make sure that I think important things don't falter, you know, that great ideas are realised and that people are supported where they need to be supported.
And Aurora, the Aurora Group are a Ruby Foundation. What particularly is a Ruby Foundation?
It's a great and very long name, the Aurora Group, a Ruby Foundation. It is reference to Ruby Slippers and being friends of Dorothy.
Very cute.
Which were themes that were happening in and around the Stonewall riots. From memory, I have a feeling that Judy Garland died very closely to when the Stonewall riots occurred. I think it's about a week out. So there was a large connection there, and I think the emotions were running high. the Ruby Foundation is meant to be a little nod, a little insider joke, if you will.
Well, we always love that friend of Dorothy nod, and we love hearing about these grants. But
you're the chair of the Aurora Group, Alison. What brought you to the Aurora Group?
I was, it would have been 2013. I was looking for a way to get re-involved in community. I hadn't volunteered my time for a while. And it was a friend of mine who was actually on the board who said, you've got skills in governance and company secretarial. We need someone with your skill set. So that's how I joined Aurora, just through knowing someone that was really actively involved and being able to see the wonderful things that they did. The reason I've stayed is just because Aurora had so many wonderful things that we just needed to build and we needed to grow. So we've got a board full of volunteers. The whole organisation is volunteer run. No one gets paid. And so it's a real labour of love for all of us. And once you get sucked in, it's something that you end up staying with for quite a while.
Well, we look forward to hearing about that and more going on with the Aurora Group. Alison King, Chair of the Aurora Group, thank you for joining us tonight on The Informer.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, guys. Have a good evening.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.